This is Keith Kaiser speaking to you on behalf of Manna in the Morning. We're continuing our studies in the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, found in John chapter 13 to begin with. John 13 verse 3 says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. Well, this is an astonishing statement. We saw yesterday how the Lord Jesus knew where he had come from, and he knew where he was going to. He wasn't focused on the shame and pain of the cross. He was focused on the glory which should follow. As he told his disciples later in Luke 24 on the road to Emmaus, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? The Lord Jesus was focused on going back to God. Of course, the Bible tells us that when Elijah and Moses spoke with the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, as recorded in Matthew chapter 17 for one, we read in the account that Luke gives of that story that the Lord Jesus spoke with them concerning his decease, or more literally, concerning his exodus, which he was about to make at Jerusalem. The word Exodus is a compound word in Greek. Of course, it's the name of the second book of the Bible, of the Old Testament, and it means literally the way out. The Lord Jesus was looking for the way out, but not merely to escape this world. He was looking forward to going back to God, going back to his Father in heaven. Now, given the fact that verse 3 tells us the Lord Jesus was sovereign, he was in complete control. The Father had given all things into his hands. History was unfolding at his directive. Nothing was going to happen that was out of his control or out of his hands on this dark night. The Lord Jesus knew and was in full control of what was going to transpire. What was going to transpire, that is. What would the Lord Jesus then do? Well, verse 4 tells us that he rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Now, when I think of what human beings do when they're invested with any kind of power, it is so easy for people to misuse and abuse power. As the old political science maxim, I believe first said by Lord Acton, it still rings true, that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's true when you're talking about mere men. That's why the founders of Western democracies built their governmental systems with checks and balances so that one man couldn't become a tyrant, so that one couldn't have total and absolute power, because certainly that would lead to oppression and hardship. But when we speak about the Lord Jesus, we speak about the perfect man. We speak about God manifest in the flesh. We speak about one who was totally immune to sin. He did no sin. He knew no sin. In him was no sin, the Bible tells us. He was the sinlessly impeccable Christ, the one, that is, who was incapable of sinning. This perfect Lord Jesus was not only worthy to take full power and control, but he was absolutely capable of wielding it rightly. Because once this statement of his sovereignty is declared, the Lord Jesus gets up and begins to do the lowest act of service. In those days, before you ate a meal, it was customary for the lowest slave, or perhaps the least esteemed youngest member of a family, to get up and do the service of feet washing for the guests. And that's what the Lord Jesus was about to embark upon. If you were told tomorrow that you would become the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, that you would be put over a great multi-billion dollar corporation, what would be the first thing you would do, knowing that you'd have the power to run the company and do what you wished? Would you turn up at the factory of the company and be sweeping the halls? Would you be cleaning the public restrooms in that factory? Would you be doing some menial, lowly task? No, if you're like me, listener, you'd be thinking about where you were going to go in the private company jet and what kind of company car you were going to get. Not so our Lord Jesus. Even in the face of his great sovereignty, he was thinking of service.